Hare Krishna. So having said that Krishna is eternal, his form is eternal, his abode is eternal, a question arises that why is it that we are not able to see Krishna? This is a very, very important question, and Krishna is giving the answer to this in shloka number 25. Naham prakashah sarvasya yoga maya samavritah moodhoyam nabhijanati lokomam ajam avyayam. So here Krishna is saying, naham prakashah. He is saying, I don't manifest. In front of whom? Sarvasya. In front of everyone. And here, this everyone actually refers to something which he has talked in the previous shlokas. He's talking about the unintelligent ones. And now we know who are unintelligent. Yoga maya samavritaha. So how he is always manifest, but then how is he saying that I don't manifest myself in front of unintelligent ones? He's doing something here. Yoga maya samavritaha. He's covered by yoga maya potency or his internal potency. Like a curtain. And then he says, Moodho ayam na abhijanati. And therefore, those people in front of whom Lord is not manifesting, or Lord is covering himself with a yogamaya curtain, or the curtain of the internal potency, they cannot understand. Na abhijanati, not possible to understand. What? Loko mam ajam avyayam. They cannot understand that Lord is ajam, unborn, and avyayam, that is imperishable or infallible. So what? Why we cannot see Krishna? Why people who are impersonalist, who are very much detached from this material world, still not able to see Krishna? Because Krishna covers himself with the yoga maya potency or the internal potency. A curtain is there in front of Lord Sri Krishna. So we are not able to see. So now, when Krishna appeared 5,000 years back in Mathura, in the jail, and then when he was transferred to Gokul Mahavan in Vrindavan. So there, Krishna was doing all pastimes. Again, when he came back to Mathura, to kill his uncle, Kans, and when he went to Dwarka, where he killed so many personalities, so many demons. So is it that even at that time, people were not knowing who is Krishna? Krishna was not manifesting himself in front of everyone? Yes, this is the thing to understand, that even when Krishna was present, not everyone were actually knowing Krishna. Krishna was not manifesting himself in front of those people. Like for example, so when it comes to Duryodhan, Krishna was there in front of him as Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still this personality didn't understand Krishna to be Supreme Personality. He always thought that he is another mortal being. But then when it comes to Pandavas, they always knew that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why when Arjuna, he went to Krishna on the order of Yudhishthir to go and ask the army of Lord Krishna, the Narayani Sena. So at that time, what did Arjuna do? Arjuna didn't ask for Narayani Sena. Arjuna asked for Narayan, Krishna. Because he knew Supreme Personality of Godhead, if he is there on my side, then where is the question of getting any defeat? So in this way, these Pandavas knew that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhishma Dev, he knew that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then there were so many people at that time in Dwapar Yuga who were not knowing that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they were doing so many offensive acts against Krishna. So in this way, we understand that when Krishna was personally present, were doing his manifest pastimes on this earthly planet, even at that time, Krishna covered himself with the yogamaya potency or internal potency by which these people couldn't understand who is Krishna. Here it is given that he was not revealed to non-devotees and common men at that time in Dwapar Yuga. Kunti Maharani, she is actually praying. She is offering a prayer in 1st Canto, 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. She says, Maya Javanika Channam. She is saying that, Oh Krishna, you are covering yourself with what? Yoga Maya curtains. There is a curtain in front of you. And because of that, common public or non-devotees cannot actually see you. The less intelligent one cannot see you. And there's another shloka from Izo Upanishad, a very nice shloka which says, Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapi hitam mukham tattvam poshan apavrano satya dharmaya drishtaye. So in this particular shloka, the devotee is praying, O Lord, remove that effulgence that is there in front of your face. Please remove that. Please give me darshan of your beautiful face. So there is a covering. And what is that covering? Here it is given. What is that internal potency? The Supreme Personality of Godhead in His transcendental form of bliss and knowledge is covered by the internal potency of Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence coming from the body of the Lord. And the less intelligent impersonalist cannot see the Supreme on this account. See, this is one of the reasons why people say that Lord does not have a form. Now, the first stage is what? The effulgence coming from the body of the Lord, that itself covers the form of the Lord. So that is the reason these impersonalists cannot actually see the form of the Lord. And they conclude that there is no form of the Lord. So for them, the effulgence is everything. The light is everything. That is the reason we see throughout the whole world, this light is given more importance than the person called Lord Shri Krishna, the beautiful form of Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way, we understand the Brahma Jyoti is actually that covering. And finally here, there's a nice description that is given. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not only unborn, but also avyaya, inexhaustible. His eternal form is bliss and knowledge, and His energies are all inexhaustible. So Krishna is unborn. He never takes birth. So like in the previous video, we saw the shloka of Brahma Samhita. Advaitam achyutam anadi manantarupam. He's anadi. He's never taken birth. He's always there. He's unborn. If he also takes birth, then how can he be God? So he never takes birth. Now there might be a question, but then Mathura jail he took birth, right? If we go back to the pastime, if we go back to the Leela, the Janma Leela of Lord Krishna, we see that Lord didn't take birth like a common child, you know, from the womb of the mother. But Lord appeared in front of Devaki. How he appeared? A crying child? No. He was having four-handed form with Shankh, Chakra, Gada, Padma. And you're standing in front of Devaki. Now, the ones who take birth, when they take birth, they don't even have their own undergarments when they take birth. And here Krishna is standing with beautiful Pitambara Vastra, nice Vaijayanti Mala with a nice crown and beautiful Kundala earrings and beautiful curly hair hanging till the shoulders, and then having Shankha Chakra Gada Padma in the hand. Fully grown child, this is what we can say. He has appeared in front of Devaki. And obviously, when Devaki was fearful, saying, out of motherly affection, she was saying, no, in such a big form, Kans will see you. You come, become a small child, then I'll hide you. No, out of motherly affection, she was saying this. And since she requested so much, the beautiful 400 personality, he became a small child. This is appearance of the Lord. He is unborn. He cannot take birth. He does not take birth. And at the same time, we understand it's avyayam, inexhaustible, imperishable. Lord's form is imperishable. He is always nava yauvanamcha. He is always ever youthful. He is anadi purusha. He is the oldest personality in the entire creation, but still he is always youthful. And he will remain youthful. That is what his form is. His abode, his name, his form, his qualities, and everything is actually avyayam, imperishable. So, here we understand very clearly that for non-devotees, Krishna covers himself with the curtains of Yoga Maya, the internal potency or Brahma Jyoti. But when it comes to devotees, the ones who are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the ones who are eager to take darshan of Lord Krishna, for them, Krishna personally appears in front of them. So it's a very important thing to have that intense desire that at least once I should get audience of Krishna, personal audience of Krishna before I leave this body. At least that hankering should be there, intense hankering. Manushya Janmajar, Krishna Darshanatar, this human form is given for what? To take darshan of Lord Krishna, serve Him with love and devotion. So if that is not happening, then human form is waste. We have wasted the human form. So we should have that intense desire, that intense hankering to see Krishna, talk to Krishna, personally serve Krishna. That intense hankering should be there. So when we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can intensely pray that, oh Srimati Radharani, oh energy of Krishna, oh Hare, and oh Krishna, oh Ram, that is Radhika Raman, please engage me in your loving devotional service. Oh Lord, please appear to me, please reveal to me your beautiful name, form, qualities and pastimes. This can be a very, very nice prayer, you know, when you're chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So here Krishna is saying that I cover myself with the yog maya curtains, the internal potency. So there's a question now. So when a curtain is put, so obviously the people on the other side, they cannot see the person who is there, the other side of the curtain. But now the question is, so people are not able to see Krishna because of the curtain. So is it that even Krishna cannot see them because curtain is there? So this Krishna is going to answer in the next sloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.